Welcome to the LCI podcast. It's myself, Miranda, and Justin, your three co-hosts today. We don't have any guests. Sorry to disappoint, but I think we have a really, really good topic that I'm excited to share.
For sure.
Sure.
So we'll just kind of have a conversation about it. And just to give a little context, the reason that I came up with this topic, we were talking about a minute ago, is, you know, my wife and I moved to Arizona about a year ago. And within that year, life has been crazy. We had a baby. He's 8 months old now. So, you know, and then just moving churches, moving jobs, just everything is different.
So
trying to get back into that consistency and figure out what priorities are now at this point with having a family. So just, you know, with each one of us, I think it's safe to say that we wear many hats, you know, in ministry, with our jobs. We all have families, so we do wear a lot of hats in that regard. So just whoever wants to kind of answer this question, we can talk about it. But what are some tips that you would give people on how you do everything that you do, like how you actually accomplish things, because you have a lot of things that you're trying to accomplish on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, no, that's good. I think I'll start. Okay. For my family, so it's not just a me thing. Right? It involves the whole family. It's the culture that you're living in. So for us, that would be our two teenage daughters and my husband and myself. And so when I talk, I'm talking about the four of us. Okay. So in order for a lot of things to be going on, we all have to be in communication. So I would say having a calendar. And I know people that aren't calendar people are like, oh, that's nails on a chalkboard. It is our saving grace. I do a digital calendar. Both of my girls are old enough now to have phones, so they're on that calendar. They know what's going on, when it's going on. We do check-ins every couple of nights. I'm not trying to make it sound like it's fantastic and it's this perfect system. It's not. But we do try hard to just check in. When you communicate, we know what's important. We know what the priority is, and we have that calendar. And I'm a little crazy. I like to color code so I can make sure I'm keeping balance. That's important to me. I want. I like to work, so I want to make sure my family is getting time. You know, that type of thing. So I will color code things for just myself. So that I know, you know, hey, you know what? You know, 85% of my time right now is going to work. That's not right. You know, my work is church work.
Right.
You know, so people are like, yeah, that's awesome. Spiritual. No, we can't do that. Yeah. Family comes, you know, family comes first. Yep. So that's just something that, you know, quickly that some tips that I would give.
Yeah, I would say with calendars, just recently, Mikhail and I have really been trying to be on the same page when it comes to calendars. I'm not a calendar person. Never have been. I don't think I ever really owned a calendar back when you owned them, and then had them on my phone when I had them off. I never really did them, but ever since starting the business and doing more things and being more involved in stuff, like it does help to have a calendar, especially to share it. You know how many times someone comes to me, hey, do you want to do something? I'll be like, I don't know, I'll check with Michaela. She's the one with the calendar. Right. So that's one of those things. I've never really been a calendar person, but I've really forced myself to be, and it's such a benefit to have a calendar when it comes to that kind of stuff. I've always been one of those people where in the middle of the night, right before I go to bed, is when usually everything pops into my mind of what I need to do. And so what I used to do, I've gotten better at it. I still do it sometimes. But what I used to do is I would text myself like a whole bunch of stuff in the morning to remind myself. Now I have two phones because I have a work phone. So I'll just text my work phone.
There you go.
Be like, hey, do this. And then in the morning, I'll set all that together.
Yeah.
I think what's most important is to understand that I don't know where you come from, but we're not perfect when it comes to this. And so I don't think there's any person that can remember everything at all times to handle everything perfectly in every situation. And when they're thrown a curveball, I mean, they have a backup plan behind a backup plan behind. That's just not realistic.
Yeah, and things fall through the cracks. I mean, it just happens. And I think, you know, we've already had discussions about this before. You have to give yourself grace. You have to give the people that are involved with your community. So whether it be your spouse, your wife, husband, whatever that might look like. And I think you said something and it sparked something in me when you said, oh, I'm going to check with Mikhaela. She holds my calendar. As awesome as that is, it is such a heavy weight to carry. Like in my family, if I'm always the one that has to be checked in with, So it's been very helpful for me to have something in hand where I'm like, you can look at the calendar. It's right there on your phone. You can see if we're busy, you know, that type of thing.
And it helps your marriage when both of you are on the same page. Yeah. There have been times where like I'll make a plan for something and I don't check in on the calendar that she's already made. Yep. And then, oh, you're already doing this or whatever. And usually it's more spiritual or a bigger deal than my stuff. And so she usually takes the head on that. Yeah. But I think that's it's just important to know that we can't be perfect at it, but it's important for us to strive to be better. When it comes to this, because, I mean, everybody shares the commonality of being busy. I mean, all of us are.
That's so good. Yeah.
Whether it's in certain different degrees of ways to think about it, all of us are busy at times in our lives.
So. Yeah.
I will say, I think every man can, like, relate to that. Like, let me check with my wife, because I do that all the time. And, like, there's so many times where somebody's like, hey, do you want to do this and this on this day? I'm like,
I don't think it's a bad thing.
I got to see if we have plans. Because we probably do.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, but I have to see if we have plans. And so... yeah, I think that's a super good idea to have a calendar that you share.
Yeah.
That way you know exactly what's going on. Everybody in the household knows exactly what's going on.
Technology nowadays. Yes.
There's no excuse. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which is hard to say that because I'm really, I can be a very difficult person sometimes to live with. I'm very much a there are no excuses. At my core, and so I really have to not only work on giving others grace but give myself grace, because I feel like, man, the Lord's really done a work on me. I'm giving lots of people grace, and then I realize I've been so hard on myself, and I have absolutely mutilated myself mentally with absolute, you know, you aren't perfect, so step back. All right, let's figure this out and check in. Check in. I think that's another big tip. If, you know, we talked about communication and calendaring, you know, that type of thing. But checking in, like, it's, oh, it's on the calendar, so it's done. We still check in. You know, right now we're down to only two vehicles, which sounds like a lot to some, but we've got three of us in the home with three jobs and our own volunteer opportunities and all these different things. So we have to be, okay, this car's going here. I'm here right now by the grace of God. I had a car, you know, like that type of thing. But we figured it out, and how so-and-so is going to get to church tonight, and how we're going to get school picked up tomorrow. And there has to be a plan, and things can change in an instant. So let's be checking in and have a group text. Talk together. Do, you know, communicate.
Yeah. Name the group text something really funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ours is Fam Bam.
Yeah. That's what ours is too.
Yeah. We're in a group text with the Bucks, and it's the Butchinsons.
The Butchinsons. That's awesome. Funny. I like that a lot.
It's a crazy feed. Tell me. Crazy feed.
Anything with Derek, I feel like is always fun. Crazy. Yeah.
Derek is great. We got to get Derek on the podcast soon.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That would be good. So, I mean, I guess this podcast in a nutshell is about consistency. So are there like habits that either of you practice that kind of help you remain consistent, you know, in the long run over all the areas of life, you know, just help you with consistency?
Oh,
you want to go first?
Sure. So habits can be formed both good and bad. All right. So we're really going to have a circle of habits, if you will, you know, no matter what we're doing, no matter how we prioritize, whether we are out of sync or not, there are going to be habits. I saw something not long ago, and I'm sure you guys have seen it too. It's like, you know, eating right is hard, but being overweight is hard too.
Yeah.
You know, being unhealthy is hard, but trying to remain healthy is hard. You have to choose your hard, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, you know, and that's been a big mentality change. So because of that, I think habit forming things, instead of trying to build habits, I try to see what I already have in a habitual setting and try to change the cue or the reaction in that habit circle. So
what do you mean by that?
So I've read a couple of different books, obviously, on, you know, this is not coming from the brain of Miranda by far, but on like the cycle of habits and the power of habits and things of that nature.
Yeah.
Great books that are out there for that. And so what happens is when a habit is cued, there is going to be kind of like a muscle memory action that comes out of the cue, and then it cycles back so that when you're cued again, it just constantly cycles. So it's almost as if it's saying, once you have a habit, it's never going to change. Well, maybe having a habit won't change, but you can change parts about the habit, about the circle or the cycle.
Yeah.
So without being extremely well-versed on all the books, because it's not like I've read them within the last few months, but what I will say is that for me, so I know I have to get a great example. I have to get my girls up for school every day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They should be able to get themselves up, but the habit that we've created is mama wakes them up.
Yeah.
So instead of me getting them up and then going back to bed, because now, you know, the older one can drive and this and this and that, that was a habit there for a while. And that had to do with some health issues. I decided that that's not the way the habit is going to circle around to. So I get up, I put on Christian music. We have it going throughout the whole house, you know, little Miss Alexa. I don't know, she might be in here. But, you know, she puts it on throughout the whole house.
Yeah.
We have encouraging music. We're getting up. I'm turning the lights on, you know, opening the windows if it's nice outside, that type of thing. So just an example as a habit. So long answer, I know, to a very short question. But
that's okay.
So I think a big habit of mine, and I will preach this till I'm blue in the face, and that is waking up and disciplining your mind to stop thinking about negative and focus on the positive.
Yeah.
So instead of, this is going to be a horrible day, I have so much to do today. I mean, being not as introverted perhaps as the two of you, but being an introvert, if I have a busy schedule, I dread the day.
Yeah.
That's a horrible habit to have, that's the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning. So that's instead true, I'm like, no, it's going to be gratitude. It's going to be gratitude. It takes discipline. But that's a huge habit. I know it might seem totally off topic, but that keeps me grounded so that I am able to stay in contact with all of the moments throughout the day.
And I feel like with you, you know, letting the sun shine in, playing the music, like that already puts you in like a positive mindset.
Absolutely.
I feel like, you know. And, you know, I would say the ideal day for me, like this is how I wish every day would start, is like waking up early, praying, working out. And then at that point, like there's days I've done that and I just feel on cloud nine. Like,
you get a lot done that day.
Exactly. Yeah. And I just feel like the whole day is going to go so much better. Right. And so a habit to like ensure that those habits are going to happen is like preparing the day before. So like if you have to lay your clothes out, you know, if you have to go to bed a little bit earlier, like do that, so that way your day can start off the right way, you know.
Right.
And I feel like starting the day off that way is huge for me, and that's why I wanted to have this podcast, is because like things like that haven't been happening, but it's like, you know, you gotta prepare the night before and just make sure you have things in place that will help those those habits, you know, start to take place in your life. And I didn't even think about bad habits, but when you brought that up, it made me think about lately, like I'll go to bed exhausted, I'll wake up exhausted, and I'll like all throughout the day I'm like exhausted. I'm like, what is happening? And I'm like, you know, I'm 27, I feel like I should have some energy. I started to think about my diet, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I mean,
makes sense.
I don't eat good at all, you know, like,
yeah.
And so I started implementing some fruit and like also some nuts, because, you know, that has healthy fats. Fruit have like good carbs. And so I started doing that, feeling a lot better throughout the day, and protein, too, can give you a lot of energy. So just trying to eat cleaner instead of just like whatever you can find to eat at a gas station. Like, that's not going to help your health at all.
Yeah, you can help that. Don't do that.
Exactly.
No, I think that's great. You know, what about you, Justin?
I would say for two, personal for me would be procrastination, because a lot of times, like if something pops up and I know I need to get it done down the road, and if I don't make a reminder, it won't happen. But I'm so busy, and I'll just put it off. I'll make a reminder in 5 more minutes, 10 more minutes. Then, you know, an hour later, all of a sudden, you know, it's over with. Like, I already missed the deadline kind of thing.
Right.
And then another one for me, and I mentioned it in the book I wrote, is that I'm one of those type people. I don't know if there's an actual name for it or not, but I'm one of those type people that I thrive on being busy. I like to be busy. If I'm not busy and I don't have a million things going on, I don't feel important. That's just how I am.
Okay.
And so I have a bad habit, like you were saying, bad habit, where I'm always looking to load myself with even more, to the point to where I'll break sometimes. But it's just one of those unhealthy habits to where you just got to know your limits, I think. And one of those things that I've learned over the years, especially when we got the two children, the two foster children. I mean, we went from, you know, just my wife and I within a day to all of a sudden now we have two little ones that we're raising full time in the house, everything like that. So that was definitely a shocker. We had to change some things when it came to being busy, because we thought we were busy before, and then we realized, oh no, we're not busy at all. Now we're busy.
Right. Yeah, you know? And then, exactly.
You know, children do that to you. But I think just knowing your limits and being realistic with yourself, because, you know, there's times where I feel like I can just keep going, keep adding. And then,
that's true.
You know, there's times where my wife was like, hey, how about we find some areas where you can relax on a little bit?
Yeah.
And I'm a very ambitious person. So I always have a million things I want to add to accomplish. Like, you know, I want to get better. I want to run every day. And then on top of that, you know, I want to write another book, or on top of that, I want to start a video series, or on top of that, I want to do all this. I'm just one of those type of people. But you just have to like prioritize.
Yeah.
Know your limits, prioritize, really know how it's affecting you and how it's affecting those around you. And if it's going to affect them negatively and it's going to add too much stress on your life.
Yeah.
I mean, there's too many things in life to stress about. You don't need to add more to it.
100%.
And so that's just my two cents. It's bad habits that usually speak a lot louder, but it's the good habits when they're nailed down and they're implemented in your life that will do great things for you.
Your structure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I think that's good. Your foundation.
Foundation.
That's good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's really good. I like
so
that.
So you brought up priorities. So that kind of leads us right into, like, you know, things that are important to you. So how do you create priorities first off, but then make sure that you're giving enough time to each priority and like make sure that none of them are neglected in any way?
I think first and foremost, you can't neglect your relationship with God. You know, as a believer, as one who walks earth with him day by day, you have to know where your strength comes from. And I think a lot of times we think that if we do more on our end, which I'm all for bettering yourself, like you were saying, eating better, and all that jazz. I think all of us should.
Yeah.
I think we should be good temples of what God has given us.
Yeah.
I mean, we're the temple of Christ. We're a temple of God, His Spirit. You know, if you have the Holy Ghost, He's living inside of you. So you have to be good stewards of what God gave you, your health.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I feel like we're human, and we can only hold and bear so much weight that, like, you need a more powerful, more significant, more constant kind of strength in your life.
Yeah.
That comes from Christ.
Yeah.
And so I think making him a priority in your life fixes a lot of things. It fixes your relationship with your spouse and your family. It fixes, you know, prioritizing your life. You know, when you have a clear mindset, when you have your relationship with God, he'll illuminate things that are important. Not only important to you, but important to your family and your future and everything, because he knows the future more than you do. And so I think just making him a priority is number one. But then I also believe that, you know, your relationship with your family, there's levels to it, you know. Like for me personally, I'm in the point to where I'm building this business, starting a business. It has taken a lot of my focus and a lot of my drive.
Right.
But I can't neglect the more important things in my life right now, which is my family and my God.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
So it's just prioritizing. I think I just prioritize sitting down in prayer and meditation, allowing God to speak, and just relying more on him and prioritizing him more in your life will make a lot of other things better that maybe you didn't even see could have been affected.
So. Yeah, and I love that. And I think, too, so, you know, Matthew talks about, I mean, Jesus said it. It's in, if you have a red edition Bible, red letter edition, you know, it's in Jesus's words, and it's saying, seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness. Mm-hmm. And then all the other less important things will be added unto you. Mm-hmm. So you're right. It has to be priority, but we also have to understand that there is a difference between your relationship with God and your relationship that you have if you're in ministry.
That's true.
Okay.
That's good.
Your ministry is not your God.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that line needs to be separated sometimes, because, and I'm speaking just from a moment from a minister's perspective, so many times we hear that family comes second, but because we hear God comes first and God is priority, well, therefore what God has called me to do for the church is then priority, when actually that's not what 1 Timothy says. In 1 mm-hmm. Timothy chapter 3, it talks about if you don't have control of your own household, or if you're not able to manage your own household, what good are you to the church? How can you care for the church? True, so it makes it very clear that your family has to be before ministry, and ministry can be work, right?
Yeah. Well, and all that affects your ministry.
It does.
You know what I mean? Like your relationship with your family, how life's going, how much you're investing in the people around you, will affect your attitude and how you look towards your ministry and the effectiveness of your ministry. So I think prioritizing the things that do affect it are very important.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, Joseph. No, I was just going to say, honing into what Justin said in regards to, first and foremost, praying and meditating and giving time to your relationship with Jesus Christ. That is going to be top priority. And then what happens is you start seeing how important it is to have not just time in the same household, but quality time with your kids. Yeah. I've seen you with your son. I've seen you with your kiddo, know, and it's just beautiful. When my husband is having a good old time with my girls, I'll walk in, they're already all home and they're laughing and chasing each other around the house and they're wrestling and doing stuff. And I'm just like, oh my word, it's a lot, but I love it at the same time. So, you know, family has to come. And so learning what that looks like is a little different for every person.
But I would agree.
But hopefully here today we're giving nuggets of principles and biblical principles on top of that of kind of the order in which you need to focus.
I agree 100%. And Justin said, you brought up how prioritizing a relationship with God can like fix a lot of things. Instantly when you said that, especially regarding a spouse, what came to my mind is a verse that like it stuck with me, and you could use it every day, and that's be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to wrath. And that verse in a marriage is like a game changer, as long as you practice it, right?
Yes,
you can read it all you
really
want.
Good,
But so, and that's in the Bible. So when you're reading and praying and seeking God and trying to get his counsel on certain things, it really does fix a lot of things. It really does.
It does.
And what's cool about the Bible, too, in prayer is like, things are practical. It's not just reading stories. It's how can I apply this and become better from it. And I know for me, like I think we all know our weaknesses. We know who we could be if we're not consistently praying. Like I know I would slip into a lot of thoughts and habits, negativity if I didn't
for sure
pursue God. So 100%. And then I would also say I've learned in the past that, just reiterating what you said, God first, then family, then ministry. Because if you don't put your family first, you're probably going to lose your ministry, because you're putting that before your family. You could lose both, at that point when your priorities are mixed up. So super important to make sure you have them ordered in the right way. And I would 100% agree with that. But, is there anything you would say? I know social media, news, life can be crazy. But is there anything that you would say in particular that our viewers, listeners should watch out for that could be like time stealers and what they're trying to accomplish?
It's called death scrolling.
Yeah.
And I've been known to do it a lot, where you're just sitting there on Instagram scrolling for hours. A lot of it on there is just good content to watch and laugh. I send Pastor Jeremiah and Derek and Brian all kinds of videos I see on Instagram all the time, and they send all the kind back to me. I mean, we are buddies when it comes to that. But there are times where I realize that doom scrolling can waste my time, and I look at the clock and realize, man, I've been doing this for 30 minutes. I was only supposed
to get on for
couple seconds.
Yeah.
And I think we live in a society where everything is based off of social media. Like, I mean, you see how people want to portray their life and how they are and everything like that, but you're only seeing what they put on. I think a lot of times I think of social media as it's an edited version of
true.
You.
Yeah.
I mean, I can do some wonderful things on the edit. I can get on ProPresenter. I mean, I can get on Final Cut, and I can make the worst footage look good. To tell you the truth, that's just my ability to do it. But I'll give you the raw footage, and you'll be like, man, this is crazy.
Yikes.
Yeah. And so I think we don't need to, like, I don't know about you, but I'm on social media a lot, obviously, partially my job, but then also, like, I enjoy it. But the feed knows what you like. And so I get a lot of videos of, like, morning routines.
Oh,
where
okay.
It's like,
yeah.
And you see these people are waking up at, like, 5 in the morning, you know, they're doing their routine or whatever, and you look at that and you're like, how? I can look at that and get so depressed because I am nowhere near that. But I think, mm-hmm. I think just looking at social media and saying, you know what, it's enjoyable at times and it can be a benefit. We use it here at Life Church for ministry and opportunity to reach other people.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that to keep my job security. I'm saying that to to really mean it.
And he does a good job.
I think that's what we do. But I also think it's on the other hand can be a weapon that the enemy uses to just steal your time.
Yes.
Create a lack of desire to be any better because you're comparing to other people that are so perfect.
Yeah.
And it's like, what's the point?
Comparison and is comparison, a thief of joy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, yep. And I think too, just the train of thought that you're going on right now, it's firing all the synapses right now in my brain. I'm like, ooh, this and this and this.
Yeah.
So I'll try not to go crazy. But I want to say that this device, like mm-hmm. our phones, I hold everything on this device.
It's our lives.
So, yeah, I work mm-hmm. on it. I have emails coming to it. Mm-hmm. I pay bills on it. I play games on it. I do social media on it. Everything is on this device. So even if I wasn't on social media, we harp on that a lot. And rightfully we should because we have to constantly be reminded not to waste time.
Yeah,
it's a huge waster of timer.
Waster of mm-hmm. time.
Waster of time. But my point being is that I've had to learn because I waste time on my phone, not even realizing it, I get easily distracted. I go on, I'm going to do one thing. I'm going to pay my bill. Okay. Pay my bill. And I get a text.
Yeah.
I read the text and all of a sudden while I'm reading a text, an email comes through mm-hmm. about something else. I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that I was going to share that social media recipe with so-and-so that because of this, because of that. And then I'm on Facebook looking for it. And then I don't remember why I'm on Facebook.
I've been there.
Yes. And then I'm like, oh, I should check my Instagram. And all of a sudden, as you already said, mm-hmm. you've been sitting for this this probably amount of time where literally you were going to do a quick 30-second thing. So it does take discipline. And it's not as if you get it right and then you're done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Going back to habits, going back to priorities, mm-hmm. constantly reviewing, constantly rechecking. There's nothing wrong with that. We're not ever going to be perfect.
No.
So knowing that my device is a two-edged sword, I guess, you know, gives me the ability to say I have control of it. It does not have control mm-hmm. of me. My time is mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you there's nothing wrong with being busy, but there is something wrong with being in a hurry all the time.
Yeah.
It is not biblical. It mm-hmm. is not biblical. And so I want to give myself room. We should want to give ourselves room. If you are going to calendar well. mm-hmm. Don't say, okay, this hour, this, there. You know, if you want to fill it all up, and I'm not talking bad about anybody who does that, but be mindful that mm-hmm. if that lunch that you have with someone is taking a little longer than expected because they need you,
right?
Yeah. That you're going to be there,
yep.
And you're okay. Give that extra time, mm-hmm. you know, just as an example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I agree. Devices, social media,
zombie. Like I was saying, to get back to what I was trying to say is, one of the big things I look at my life sometimes, I'm like, man, I don't ever have enough time just to spend with my family. But then I talk to my wife and I'm like, the times we are sitting, I catch myself on my phone. And that's perfect time I'm wasting that I could be playing with Rolando that's destroying something. Or Michaela that's cooking or whatever. It's like that.
Yeah.
You know, I see that as an opportunity to jump on my phone, but that's an opportunity to spend with family or to do something productive.
Seeing that quality.
You know what I mean? So you just have to be mindful of it.
Yeah. And I would say too, like something that I catch myself asking myself when I'm like, you know, like both of you said, you're on Facebook or Instagram for like 30 minutes and you're mm-hmm. like, where'd the time go? You know, sometimes I'm like, did I benefit from any of that I just, did I benefit from that time at all?
Like asking you, asking yourself a question.
Yeah. Did that add any value to me?
Or how many videos have I watched 20 times because it keeps populating in my I've already watched it, so why am I watching it again?
Exactly. And it's like, you know, it didn't add value, but like you said, if your wife's in the kitchen and you go and you help her cook, you have that time where you kind of connect, that adds value to your marriage, and that's priceless, you know.
Yeah,
just that little amount of time.
Exactly.
And so I would say, yeah, like there are so many things that can steal your time, and just making sure that we ask ourselves those questions, that we're aware, being self-aware of where your time is going is huge.
Huge.
You know, so just starting out, if you don't know what's stealing your time, just start out by being aware of where your time is going.
Yeah, record it. Yeah. Record what you're doing. Yeah.
Exactly.
This is what I did today, or even just each. When we started kind of really watching our time management, we were much younger, my husband and I, mm-hmm. and we had had our second child. My husband had just gone back to work. He had a bout with cancer, and it was a very, very scary time in our lives, but things seemed to be getting back to normal. Mm-hmm. And so we sat down, we decided we want to be intentional.
Yeah.
We mm-hmm. really, really want to live with intention. And that was an amazing shift. And that happened, man, 14, 15 years ago. And mm-hmm. so I can honestly say, oh, no, it wasn't that long ago. 13 years ago. She's 13. I'm going to have to think of my youngest. but I can honestly say that makes such a difference. Mm-hmm. And so when you look down, you look at your day and you're like, wow, I didn't realize, like, when I get up at 6 and I'm out the door by 6:30, I get a lot done in 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like, if I shower the night before, man, I get so much done in that 30 minutes. I'm up, I'm doing this, out the door.
Yeah.
And then I get home, and I'm like, what did I do from 5 to 7:30 when we finally ate? Yeah. Like, it did not take me 2.5 hours to cook dinner. And so just looking at those little moments of, I need time to sit down.
Yeah.
I need mm-hmm. time to process, decompress, like whatever that looks like for you. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Where is it at? Are you maintaining an intentionality on it so that when you do decompress, it's working?
Mm. Yeah.
You know, if you're going to veg in front of a show, a TV show, mm-hmm. you know, is that really helping you decompress?
Right.
You know, is that working? You know, because then are you ready to interact and be with your kids and, you know, or be with friends or whatever?
Are you vegged for the rest of the night?
Your
brain's totally dead.
They're dead.
Especially when the stream company, like, automatically starts the next episode.
Oh, gosh, yeah. You catch yourself for hours just binge watching something you didn't plan to.
You've got to be careful with that.
It's easier to just let it go than to, you know, turn it off or whatever. Yeah.
Well, we have a lot of time stealers, you know, we do. And we put it on, we like the excuse of, I need me time.
Yeah.
So just be real honest. I think I have to be really honest with what's me time. What does that really look like?
Yeah.
And is it taking place of God time?
True. That's 100%.
True. Yeah.
I would say too, like, I heard a study that said, you know, if you plan to do one thing and you give yourself 2 hours, it's going to take you the full 2 hours to do it. If you give yourself 5 things to do in 2 hours, it's going to, you know, you'll get those things accomplished in that amount of time. But like, if you just give yourself all this time to do something that really doesn't take that long, like, mm-hmm. you're going to spend a lot of time
that
just, like,
so true.
Doing what on your phone, you know, we kind of talked about it. Just things are going to steal your time throughout that period, and you're not going to get a lot accomplished.
You're absolutely right.
So, yeah, like you were saying, 30 minutes in the morning, you're getting a ton mm-hmm. done. Like, that's super awesome. And, you know, just it's important for us, obviously, to accomplish a lot of things with all the hats that we're wearing, but with all of these things, do you ever catch yourself, you know, getting burnout in a certain area? And is there something, you know, maybe it's a mental shift or something you have to do to make sure that, you know, you can continue to be consistent and continue to get things done even when you are feeling that?
Oh, yeah. I have an accountability partner, my husband.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a huge, you know, we're in communication on where my line should be drawn, mm-hmm. What we say yes to, what we say no to. And I'm the one usually that accidentally says yes when we should say no. Mm-hmm. And so he has to, you know, kind of pull me back in, rein me in. You know, Miranda wants to do all the big things and all that good stuff. So that's huge. That, and then also taking a break. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with taking a break. Jobs give you vacation time for a reason.
Right.
You need to take your vacation time. If a job doesn't give you vacation time, then they haven't jumped on the bandwagon yet of how pivotal it is for your employees' health. And quality of work. Yeah. Definitely take time. If you're suffering burnout, you probably need to take a weekend. You might even have to take a week off. I don't know. You might need to sit down if you're serving somewhere and you're burnt out and you can't quit your job and you can't take a vacation from your job. Right, yeah. Maybe you need to take a sabbatical.
Yep.
You know, I've done that before when I didn't know where that line was and I went way over it and I did burn out.
So setting boundaries, you're saying, is super important.
For sure.
Yeah, I've been burnt out a lot. And there's been moments where I had to sit back and say, I'm just gonna cut back some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And but I think for me, I would say if anyone's listening and they need a little bit of advice on that and they feel like if they cut back then they're doing someone a disjustice. Like, oh, I'm letting someone down or something like that.
Yeah.
I think you're looking in the eyes of how you're feeling, but I can almost promise you they would rather you be in the right mental mindset to do the job right than to just take a little bit of time, get yourself situated. Absolutely. That's just more important in their eyes. Mm-hmm. And so there were some times where I had to step away from some stuff, not everything, but just some stuff to give me a little bit more peace. I don't know. A lot of us are pretty involved in church all the time. I schedule myself. So I schedule myself every Wednesday, every Sunday. There's not a Wednesday or Sunday. Usually I let myself give it a break. And Mikayla's gone on to me a couple times on that.
Yeah.
Because I need church too. There's times where I need to be in the sanctuary with, you know, being able to get to the altar and do some things and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And so I've had to really step back on some stuff. Luckily we have an amazing team that really stepped up and taken charge and they're doing an amazing job on that. But you know, there's some areas where I had to step back on, and I also want to say that if you do step back, it's not permanent.
Yeah.
Don't feel like you just lost it all. You can always come back.
Yeah.
I don't think anything in the ministry, we're always looking for volunteers. I don't think we ever not want you to serve.
Right. Yeah.
We always want you
please
to serve.
Come serve. Yeah.
Like
please
we always need available. You to serve. And if you're listening and you come to Life Church and you want to be a part of the media team, we're always needing people of servants
yes.
to the Lord.
Right. Yes.
But I honestly have to say it's one of those things where you can just have a lot of guilt and you feel like, oh, I'm just stepping away or doing wrong or whatever like that.
Yeah.
But I think you have to prioritize your mental health, your relationships with your families and your relationship with God.
Right.
And how is doing another, keeping this pace going to affect you? If it's going to affect you negatively, it's going to hurt all those things I just said, then maybe you should reprioritize a few things and take a break and revitalize.
Yeah.
I never thought about it.
Rejuvenate yourself.
Yeah. I never thought about it from that aspect, but like you said, it's like, you know, if you're in a burnout state, you're not giving good quality of
way
work, whatever it is. And so if you were to take a break or a sabbatical or step away, take a day off, then your quality is going to go way up in the work that you're giving. So I think that's really
cool.
Well,
and I think
perspective,
just being aware, if you're in the right mind and you have a lot of energy and you're doing really well at what you do, you're just more effective and better all around. And
you're
effective. There was a time, and the reason I even wrote Busy But With Intent is there was a moment on a church day, a certain individual came to me. I was running from the live stream to the back area during service because something wasn't working. And I was just booking it. I wasn't running for the Lord. I literally was running to fix some stuff. And someone caught me in the middle of it. She looked at me and she goes, "Are you never not busy?" And that hit hard because I was like, well, who did I talk to this day to minister to or do, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm always, I keep myself so busy because I feel like that's just me being used and being important. But in all honesty, it's like, how effective really am I? Mm. And so you just have to kind of look at busyness. It can be a blessing. And I think if you have a really good mindset when it comes to busy and you can prioritize everything really well, you can be really effective.
Yeah,
you can knock down a lot of things on the checklist. But I think if busy becomes to the point to where it hurts you in your relationship with God or your family, and most importantly, your effectiveness to do God's will in your life and ministry in your life, then maybe you should prioritize some things and try to reevaluate how you're handling stuff when it comes to time.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to reach out and ask.
Yeah, 100%.
You know,
that's
what
pastoral team's for.
Absolutely.
That's what family's for. You know,
yeah.
Mentors.
There's a lot of support system out there. and a lot of them are willing to talk up. You know, it's just you stepping out and taking that initiative.
And not, and again, going back to what we kind of said, well, what I said a little earlier, and that is knowing the difference between your relationship with God and your relationship in ministry. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, yes, there is a calling on all of our lives, whether it's, you know, to be a good employee, to be in a workplace environment where we can show the love of God, whether it's to raise, you know, children, and God has something very specific for your children, and so that's what you're called to do, is raise those children in the way of the Lord. There's so many different things. So let's think for a minute from a person that's working a job rather than ministry, and let's say, okay, I feel like I've prioritized and I have God here and then my family and then my job, but I have to work to put food on the table. So I kind of, you know, we'll go back and forth a little bit. Keep in mind that if your job is burning you out and you're miserable, if your ministry is burning you out and you're miserable, what you're saying applies to all of that. I'm not saying you can go quit your job, but there are things that you can look into. It takes work, and right now you're burning the candle at both ends, and it's hard. So take something else off temporarily, like you're saying, so you can focus on making a change. If you're unhappy where you're at, make a change. You have that control. You have that ability, especially with putting God first. He will put favor for you. Favor's not always fair, but it's always there.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you put God first, the other things, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and after that. So now that you've done that, all of this will be added unto you. Yeah. All of the things that aren't as important as putting God first. Mm-hmm. So we need to be called to the kingdom, not called to the church.
Yeah.
Okay. That's so good. We're called to the kingdom. That means God comes first. Mm-hmm. All right. 100%. I've been preaching. I'm sorry.
here lately, like you know, you brought it up, putting God first, but God kind of spoke to me about like, hey, don't make your job your God, you know, the most important thing in your life. Cause my job, like it takes skills that you continue to develop and you continue, you know, to grow. So I'm trying to like pursue those things. Mm-hmm. And just in doing that, it's like, you know, reprioritizing God, making sure I'm having time with him, work has been going so much better. Like it's been way, way better. Conversion rate's better. Just like, you know, I won't get into details, but everything's just been getting better. So keeping God first, 100%. And yeah, I've really enjoyed this conversation. I feel like, you know, I've gotten a lot of value from it. I think likewise, all of the viewers, listeners will. It's definitely not a time stealer if they take time to listen.
I hope
so. Yeah, it's been a good conversation.
Thank you
and
for bringing it to us.
You mentioned your book. I failed to mention it, but Busy But With Intent is what it's called.
Yes, sir.
Is there a way to access that or get it?
Come to Life Church.
Yeah.
All right. There we go. I'm going to have to get it because you said it's not a quick read, right? Or not a
It's a quick read. It will not
it's
waste
great.
Time.
Nope. Yeah. Waste
and
your time.
So, you know, take a little bit of effort to do it. So, yeah, you can come to church. It's in the bookstore. There's also an online link. I'm still working on it. So it may be in the graphic or not. I'm not sure yet. We'll figure it out.
Gotcha.
Awesome.
But,
so much for joining us on the LCI podcast.
You can listen more on our Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and be sure to subscribe on our YouTube channel, Life Church Presents, for more future content.
Again, thank you, and we'll see you next time.